Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, meaning that we're committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Now, this is episode 116, titled Inner Security versus Insecurity. And Abraham Maslow once said, "One can choose to go back towards safety or forward towards growth. But growth must be chosen again and again. Fear must be overcome again and again." And insecurity is described as uncertainty or anxiety about oneself and lack of confidence. But in all reality, if you're listening to this, then most of us have felt insecurity at one point or another. We know the feeling far too well. I mean, I've been there and I'm sure you have. And the adverse, right, the alternative, I should say, to insecurity is usually just considered confidence. But let's take it a step further. It can be considered inner security, being secure from the inside, which can be explained as a sense of self or clarity of thought and competence in your tasks and character security to not be dragged down by difficulties that are guaranteed to present themselves in life. A simple example that comes to mind is starting a new position at a new company that you are well qualified for. Let's just start there. Not only are you qualified for it, but you're familiar with it. You've probably done this before. Now, your resume speaks for itself and you have deep knowledge of the role, and you also have a leader with a strong personality that can either trigger the insecurity or the inner security, depending on whether you've intentionally developed your mindset or just fly by the seat of your pants, taking life one random moment at a time. Now, if you're listening to this, you probably wouldn't do that, but someone listening to this who may be earlier in their journey, that may be your situation. You may relate to being in a career, in a role, in a job where you have no strategy, no plan for your future, but you also want to grow. So let's talk about what that growth can look like. If you've developed your mindset to include growth and resilience, then you know how this goes. You have a strong sense of self, career direction, and some clarity around what it should take and what you're willing to endure to be at your best. This is your inner security. This is guarding your mind like the vault of your most valuable possessions that it is. Again, your mind is the vault of your most valuable possessions, so it must be guarded, and it must be guarded through a sense of identity, through healthy habits, through accountability, through these different approaches to making sure that you feel secure as you venture out into the world. Because if you are not, then you will be not just led, but misled by all the distractions that we face. Now, those possessions, right, those most valued possessions are your thoughts, they're your ideas, they're your values, they're your visions. They are the person that you want to be at the highest level for yourself, for your significant other, for your children, for the role. And again, if you don't have an idea of what that is, then it will be shaped from an outside perspective. And that perspective, the way that you will be shaped, may not always benefit you. So some decisions must be made. And honestly, the sooner the better, because life will not stop presenting you with challenges just because you're unprepared to face those challenges. Now, on the other hand, you can step into this role with insecurity as a people pleaser, right? Simply focusing on chasing monetary validation. That insecurity creates a sensitivity that can undermine whatever goals you have. And then comes the moment of not believing in your abilities, of thinking I am not enough instead of the truth, which is that you are enough. You just may not have taken the steps to secure your mental state, your mental faculties, in a way that allows you to walk through these situations with confidence and to understand that someone else has been here before, has been down this road, has been knocked down, has gotten back up, and doesn't possess more skills or prerequisites than you do. They just may have the confidence and belief in self and inner security to continue failing forward despite whatever adversities they face. And the truth is, no matter who you are or where you are in life, the goal is to grow, right? The goal is to develop and to do more and to experience more in life, because what is life if not meant to be lived? What is life if not meant to be lived? And I think to myself that if you're leaning on the insecurity and that's what you're basing your success on, right, which is just a momentary validation from someone else outside of you, then it's very easy to take some things personally that are really just professional. And that'll limit you. That will turn limiting beliefs into actual limits. And it brings me to a book that I highly recommend. It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And one of those four agreements is don't take anything personally. Why? Because taking it personally removes the actual logic from the circumstance. And it robs you of the chance to really look at the big picture presented before you. Because sometimes you may be faced with a decision that needs to be made, and you could be cut out of that decision. Your role could be minimized in that decision. And if you take it personally, then you're now, again, robbing yourself of the chance to see that you were removed because there's room for growth. And once you achieve that growth, there's so much more to life and to your career, but these steps must be taken. Now, I tell this story to make a point that without inner security, the insecurities will create a self-fulfilling prophecy of limiting beliefs that don't take you further in life. There is no gain, there is no growth, and no ambition to be found in your insecurities. And I'm not saying that we can wipe away every insecurity from our minds, but I am saying that we can tackle and should tackle each and every insecurity that we can be aware of in order to develop that inner security that can elevate us to the next level. Now, here are three tips to developing the inner security. Tip one is journaling. Use journaling as a tool to dump your thoughts, dreams, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, also known as SWOT, as in a SWOT analysis, before revising your notes into a well-structured plan towards your growth. Take action. That's number two. And taking action means that once your plan has been developed based on your goals and based on your ambitions, based on the skills you currently have, you need to take aggressive action. Save the excuses for people that they bring value to, which aren't very many people. Shake off that stagnant energy and really dig in to what you journaled about by taking action. And then tip three is active accountability. Now, I don't mean just accountability like, hey, you're still doing that thing? Woohoo, good job, thumbs up. No. We're talking more serious, more engaged, more high-level communication than that. This is where I think a lot of us struggle, because we don't really want to be held accountable to the actions that we need to do on the days that we aren't in the mood to follow through. And the truth is, follow through is the top reason that someone can have high performer potential without having high potential results or high performance results. So make sure that your accountability partner or community is strong-willed and well-respected and straightforward enough that you can accept their criticism as productive and then produce. With that being said, I hope that you enjoyed the podcast, as well as my kiddos in the background. This is done from home because the truth is that these principles that we talk about on this podcast, Clocked In, resilience, growth mindset, personal development, professional development, they should be implemented at every level of our lives, and it should start at the kitchen table. It should start in our bedrooms. It should start in our living rooms. It should start at home. But for those of us who didn't experience it first and foremost at home, at least we made it here and now. And those kids that you hear screaming in the background, those boys of mine, they are going to receive this as early and as often as possible, because I believe that it's needed. It's needed early in life, and if you didn't get it then, it's still needed later in life. So let's continue choosing growth. Now, as always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow, and I believe in your ability to do so, but you got to do the work that's involved. The good news, though, is that if you're listening to this, then you've already proven that you have the ability to do the work. So take the next step. get clocked in, and choose growth. See you next time. And don't stop here. It's Corey.